Deuteronomy, chapter 25. If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, and the judges judge them, then they will justify the righteous, and condemn the wicked. And it will be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, that the judge will cause him to lie down, and to be beaten before his face, according to his wickedness, by number. 40 stripes he may give him, he will not exceed, or else, if he should exceed, and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile to you. You will not muzzle the ox when he treads out the grain. If brothers dwell together, and one of them dies, and has no son, the wife of the dead will not be married outside to a stranger, her husband's brother will go in to her, and take her to him as wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it will be, that the firstborn that she bears will succeed in the name of his brother who is dead, that his name will not be blotted out of Israel. And if the man does not want to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife will go up to the gate to the elders, and say, "My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Israel, he will not perform the duty of a husband's brother to me." Then the elders of his city will call him, and speak to him, and if he stands, and says, "I don't want to take her," then his brother's wife will come to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his sandal from off his foot, and spit in his face, and she will answer and say, "So it will be done to the man who does not build up his brother's house." And his name will be called in Israel, the house of him who has his sandal loosed. When men strive together, a man and his brother, and the wife of the one draws near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him who strikes him, and puts forth her hand, and takes him by the genitals. Then you will cut off her hand, your eye will have no pity. You will not have in your bag diverse weights, a great and a small. You will not have in your house diverse measures, a great and a small. A perfect and just weight you will have, a perfect and just measure you will have, that your days may be long in the land which Yahweh your God gives you. For all who do such things, even all who do unrighteously, are disgusting to Yahweh your God. Remember what Amalek did to you by the way as you came forth out of Egypt. How he met you by the way, and struck the hindmost of you, all who were feeble behind you, when you were faint and weary, and he didn't fear God. Therefore it will be, when Yahweh your God has given you rest from all your enemies round about, in the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it, that you will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, you will not forget.